It's time for Living Your Purpose, a motivational and inspirational podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living Your Purpose podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen. We are super excited to be with you this week. I mean, think about it. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't leap year. We're actually still in February, February 29th. I had this whole discussion with your children, my stepkids, on like, hey, what about if your birthday is February 29th? And then my stepson, who's like a mathematician genius, he's like, well, if you're 30 years old, you're really only, and he was getting into it like amazing. Well, welcome everybody, whether you're tuning in from the West Coast to East Coast, my friends up in Toronto in cold Canada, but it's beautiful up there. And your hearts are so warm. We love visiting and coming up there all the time. Today is, I think, one of my favorite topics because I've had to get through it as a child. And the funny thing is, a lot of times in life, if you get out of your own way, God will always teach you what you've always wanted to learn. And today it's all about worthiness. A lot of times people, they don't hit their mark. They don't get the partner they want, the business that they've always wanted, because they don't feel worthy enough for XYZ. And, you know, I just think it's so important. I've had a children's episode of Peter's Principles for over 20 years. And when I first came to town, I was doing a school program, and it was endorsed by three different governors over the 20-year period of time, actually four. And I would go into the schools, speak to elementary schools, about 1,200, 1,500 kids at one time. And we talk about nutrition and we talk about fitness. But one of the main things, the main messages, was self-love. Because if you respect yourself, if you love yourself, not in a narcissistic way or an egotistic way, but if you truly love who God made you to be, and you're comfortable in your skin, then you don't need recognition. You don't need acceptance from anyone, because you were made by the King of all kings, and you are one of a kind. And it's when people tear us down, when people try to dim our light, when people try to maybe get envious or jealous. A lot of times in my life, I had to fire people from my life because of their negativity. Not that I didn't love them, not that I didn't pray for them. I just knew in my heart of hearts that they weren't supposed to be part of my journey anymore. Not because I'm better than them. It's just our lives were going in different paths. And to come full circle, you need to be an individual. You're one of a kind. There's no one like you. And that's where worthiness starts. I'll never forget one of my best guests on my TV show. I'm trying to think of his last name. His name is Nick. And before the end of the show, I want to give you information on it, but he has no arms, no legs. And the guy is the most optimistic person I've ever met. He was born that way, and he actually is married. He has a child with his wife. And the point is that he is just the epitome of self-love. He talks about that he could never hug his wife, or he talks about on, you know, if I believe in God and God performs miracles, yeah, he goes, I prayed for God to grow me a pair of legs, but it never stopped him. It actually, God used him in such a way. Pronounce his last name. Because he's from Australia.
And I apologize in advance, but I believe it's Nicholas Vujicic.
I'm going to have him, I'm going to invite him on our, on our podcast. He was gracious enough. I met him in Michigan at Woodland Church in Troy, and we became friends, and he's been on my show multiple times. But the point is that his self-love, having no limbs, you know, those were the hand of cards that he was dealt, but yet he found that worthiness through our infinite God. And isn't it important to feel good about oneself and not care about what other people think?
One of the most important things in the world, because if you're feeding your mind good projections about yourself, it's going to help you put forth that confidence to live a fulfilled and happy life and not be full of self-doubt. And if you have that self-doubt, it could literally, it'll hold you back in every area of your life. Relationships, friendships, jobs, even just looking in the mirror and feeling good about yourself and being able to walk down the street with your head held high and not care. Like, it feels so good to look in the mirror and just know, like, I am happy with me. So who cares what that person is thinking? It's not my, you know, it's not my problem what they're thinking. And
I don't want to get on a tangent, but she's 100% right. And that's why, you know, I mean, we love the platforms that we have, TV, radio, podcast, social media, but social media really can get a person messed up when you care about your likes too much, or you care about your comments, or you care about how many followers you have. The crazy thing is, I talk about this even with your kids. You know, you when you're going through school in elementary school, you go through so many people called friends, you know, classmates. And there's a study, it's like almost 78 to 88% of people that you've met in school, you never see again in your life. But yet, a lot of those people have bullied you, or, you know, may have said something that could have gotten you off course. It's the same thing, whether it's with, you know, TikTok or Twitter.
Yeah,
or,
today's world is so much more difficult to live
because
in. I would not want to be young all over again.
Right.
With today's judgments and filters and
everybody gets like a bully behind the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well, we know. I mean, you see it on the news. I mean, young kids are committing suicide because they're taking that for face value on what that person's saying is true. And that's why it was important to do this topic. I believe that, you know, the moment you feel like you have to prove your worthiness to someone is the moment that you absolutely need to walk away. Because in my opinion, whether it's in a workplace, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's with your family members or friends, people that love you will move mountains for you. And there's other people that no matter what you do, no matter how much you try to prove yourself, they're going to be the naysayers. And those are the people that try to dim our lights. Would you agree?
Yes, it's so important to avoid those people as much as possible. I mean, I remember one time I had this job that I was at for almost a decade. And it was an office job, and it was just me and one other woman that worked side by side. And she had a very negative, dominating personality, and everything was so filled with drama. Like, this person would come in, and you cannot say, you know, hi, how you doing, or whatever. That's meant to be just a basic,
right,
you know. Yeah, and it would turn into a half-hour story about how everyone at the 7-Eleven and the Slurpee machine is idiots and stupid, and this is wrong, and that's wrong, and this is wrong. So it's like, I even would perturb, like, you know, not, hey, how's it going? It would be, you know, good morning.
Right. It's almost like after you have a conversation like that, you need to take a shower because you just want to get that toxic.
Yeah, you feel so drained. Yeah, you're just like, you know? And imagine having someone, or like if you're younger, it's a teacher or your boss or God forbid your spouse that you have to.
And usually people like that.
Yeah.
Usually people like that have such a low self-worth of themselves that they need to put someone else down or talk bad about someone else to feel better about self, about themselves. And all I can say is that, as you just mentioned, in today's society, it's so different. And even, I never talk about politics, and I won't start right now. But as a country, we're so divided. There's such hatred. And it's just so sad to see what's going on in the world. And that's why it's so important to love oneself, not in an ego way, not in a harmful, narcissistic way, but in a godly way to say, God could have chose anything, but he chose to create us in his own image. So each one of us are masterpieces. You're an amazing masterpiece.
And on that note, spirituality is so important for your mental health and well-being. And
I mean, your spiritual health is really where your worthiness, at least in my life, starts from, because it doesn't matter where I'm living. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It doesn't matter how much money I have or don't have in the bank. What it has to do with is the peace that I get that everything's going to be okay. And when you have peace, you feel worthy. You feel like it's okay. And you can be in the, there's many times I've been in the middle of the storm where I couldn't see land. But I had faith and I had hope, and I did have worthiness of myself. I wanted to get better when I was sick with the Crohn's disease. And I just think that it's so very, very important to really focus on, are you beating yourself up? How many times you can speak life or death into oneself? So one of the first applications that I would say to anyone that you need to build your self-worth, your self-love, is you need to speak life and champion your own life. You need to say, I'm going to be healed. You know, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do good on this test. I'm not going to get divorced. I'm going to reconcile. I'm going to make this marriage work. I'm going to get a raise, if not in this job. I'm going to move on because I believe in myself. I'm more than worthy for the works that I'm doing on a daily basis. That's how we enjoy a more fulfilling life, is when we feel good about ourselves. I mean, Joyce hit it spot on. It's like when you look at yourself in the mirror, you know, if you don't, you could have the greatest house, you could have a great marriage, but if you look at yourself in the mirror and you're beating yourself up and you don't like what's looking back at you, then you need to evaluate, what am I feeling? Have I done something wrong that I'm talking from both sides of my mouth? Do I respect myself? Do I have integrity on doing things that no one will ever see, but I'm doing the right things? Do I have good character? You know, do I truly want to do good? I always said to my kids when they were growing up, if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything. And it kind of segues to, you know, our faith. We have a strong faith in God, and Christ is front and center in our lives. And the beautiful thing about Jesus, and he only preached for like three and possibly 3.5 years, And there was so many naysayers. There was so many people that wanted to condemn him, that were fearful of him, that felt as though that he was his radical thinking, and they tried to just curse him and talk bad about him. Not one time in the great book did he ever respond to his naysayers. My point is this: sometimes the best response is no response. And the only way you can get there is if you train yourself to be more godly and you train yourself to have self-love. When you have self-love, you don't need anybody's approval other than his. Nobody, nobody giving me a paycheck, an endorsement check, nobody that I know, nobody is going to tell me what to do or what not to do it, or how to do it, or how I'm supposed to act or look. Only him. When you get, and I'm not being arrogant.
I can second that. You know me.
Right. Right. And you could be, there could be arrogance if you have this chip on your shoulder. Oh. But if you don't, you have confidence. And a lot of people over the course of my life have confused my confidence with cockiness. And I say this with as much humility as I can. I know who I am. I know that I'm a child of Almighty God. And I know that He blew life into me over 21 years ago when I flatlined and died when a hole perforated in my ileum from Crohn's disease in a coma for 4 days. I know when I woke up and I was on life support, He spoke life into me. So nobody can tell me differently. On everyone has a purpose. He could have taken me 21 years ago and I would have been a vapor. Boof. But we all have purpose. But to live a purposeful life, you gotta believe in your own stuff. You have to love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself and feel worthy, how can I love her? I'm going to take it even one step further. If I didn't know God's love for me, that makes me feel worthy, there's no way I can reflect that love to her or to my kids or stepkid. No way. So when you know like no other, God is love, and you know you allow that to dwell through you, and you allow that light to illuminate from you, then you're truly more than worthy. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, I wrote something the other day, and it says something simple. It says, one day you will find someone who chooses you. I choose this woman every day. She's half sleeping, and the first thing I say is, babe, I choose you. One day you will find someone who chooses you and continues to choose you every day. And that's when you will be thankful that everything that happened in the way that it did, and it has so much to do with God building you up with His love and knowing that you're more than worthy to receive that. Because you get what you think you deserve. I'm going to say it again.
Oh, isn't that true?
With love?
Yeah.
We've all had relationships, and we don't need to get overly personal, but I'm asking you a question. The relationship you're in now, or the relationship that was behind you, you get the love from a relationship that you think you deserve. So if that person's being abusive, if that person's cursing you, if that person's hitting you, if that person's cheating on you, if that person's betraying you, then you think that's where your worthiness is or where your worthiness is not. So when you get filled with that love and light and hope and joy and peace, then when something like that happens repeatedly, you have to question yourself in the mirror. Everyone deserves more than that. I'm more worthy to be treated with God's love. It's something to think about. It's something to really marinate in. And it's something that you and I mean, we've been through in different places in our lives. My own father, you know, he beat the crap out of us, broke collarbones and bloody noses and black eyes, where and I couldn't even sit down for days from the beatings that he gave me. And the most beautiful thing is, it took to truly make me a new creation, to heal me. And I'll be darned, it's taken decades for God to rebuild me. And there's no one on the face of this earth that will tear me down again, because I know I'm a child of His, and I know that I'm more than worthy. And that's why every day I choose you. There was one time you said to me, in a not so long past, you said, I love you. You say it a lot, or you repeated yourself multiple times. And my point is that I just bubble with that because I want her to know that she's more than worthy, and she's worthy of that kind of love. And a lot of times, you know, it's hard to receive, and it's just a beautiful thing. And all I know is that I will continue to choose you and continue to try to mirror God's love to the people that I love. And it's something that you should think about as well, because it's so, so important, you know. And like I said, to heal and to learn and to have faith, you need to identify the right people to be around, because the right people, you're more than worthy. They'll move mountains for you. The wrong people, you'll never be worthy enough. No matter how you try, no matter how much you try to prove yourself, you'll be the dog chasing the car. And for people that know me, they know the dog never catches the car. It's exhausting. And you waste a lot of good moments of your life. And I think if we want to get to the punchline of an application, is to love oneself is one of the most important things for business, for relationship, for family. Because if you love self, it echoes. And anything, as Joyce said, anything that you touch is going to be amplified with that love. Because when someone is confident in that worthiness, whether you're in the boardroom or the bedroom, so to speak, you're going to reek with that confidence of feeling comfortable in your own skin, right?
Agreed 1,000,000%. I mean, I still struggle sometimes every day with my self-esteem, and it's been a long journey of various aspects of ups and downs, and it's never about perfection. It's being the best imperfect version of yourself that you could be. So,
yes. And on that note, I'll end with, we all are, all of us, me, you, her, our kids, our parents, our business associates, we're all imperfect. But the beautiful thing is that we serve a perfect God. He knows our train wrecks, our clusters, before they even happen. And if we can get through that, and also worthiness is not beating yourself up, not living in guilt, not living in anxiety-ridden modes, where you're not comfortable in your skin. Think about it. If you're anxiety-ridden, if you're stressed, if you're feeling guilty about something, if you're ashamed about something, how can you exhibit love when you're freaking out? You know, you could fake it until you make it, but the person that's close to you is going to feel that off of you.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard to hide that.
You can't hide it. I hope this I hope this episode has touched some of your hearts to evaluate how can you love your spouse? How can you love your children? How can you love the life that God has entrusted you with? If you don't love self, how can you want to have the best marriage if you're being mentally, emotionally, physically abused, betrayed? What's holding you from growing to be that best version of yourself? 9 out of 10 times, it has to do with that self-worth or lack of self-worth. People stay in toxic situations because they feel there's nothing better for them, or they feel that no one else is going to love them if they leave. But another thing to think about, maybe what you do need to do is be with just self and God. Just detox. Just you and God. And let him fill all those holes with cement filled with love and light and hope and joy. When that happens, you will then attract who you are. If you're insecure, if you have unworthiness, you're going to attract either people that are praying for that or people that are similar to that. If you have been through stuff, and one of the things that I love about Joyce and other people that have been through storms, that have been through trials and tribulations, but still have the courage to get up and smile again. That to me is resilience. That to me is you're able to adapt. When you're able to adapt, you're able to grow. When you're able to grow, you're going to be more fulfilled, you know. And all I know, and I'll say this to the world to hear, is that I love this woman and you are heaven sent. And one of the reasons why I love you so much is that you motivate me to be a better version of myself. You motivate me to have that self-love from God and then mirror that to you. And I do love the way you love me. So now that I got totally mushy, I'm going to say, if you do like this mushy content, then subscribe to the button below. And, you know, if you're just tuning in, we talk about everything from nutrition to fitness, exercise science, our spiritual fitness. And it really comes down to, if you are not healthy, mind, body, and spirit, if you don't have self-worthiness, self-love, there's no way you're going to live a purposeful life. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Is that Joyce has been through a lot. I've been through a lot. And through that, God has been with us every step of the way. And even when we have at times maybe walked away or ignored God, he not only was with us, but gave us things to recognize his amazingness, his greatness. And in doing so, it gave us the confidence. It gave us that self-worthiness. It gave us that self-love. And when you have that, you don't want to hold it to yourself. You want to share it with the world. And that's what our hope is to each and every one of you, is that if you're holding on to something like a computer, if something is in quarantine, the only way that you're going to truly feel that worthiness, to feel that self-love, it's almost like on my arm, if I allowed something that was infected to heal and skins over it, but yet my glands underneath my arm are swollen. I have a fever. There's an infection there. It needs to be lanced, cut open. The pus needs to be literally taken out. It needs to be truly just put with stuff that's going to stop that infection and then healed. That's the way we need to look at our emotions, our heart, our self-worthiness, our self-love, is we need to get it out. We need to truly feel those feelings that are real. And then we need to build that self-love and that self-worthiness. And it comes from something way bigger than us. And then once you have that, it's a beautiful thing to exhibit it to whether it's your spouse, your kids, or anyone that's around you. I fall short every day on living in Christ. But the beautiful thing is every day that God gives me is a gift that I can get a chance to do it better than yesterday. That's what our hope, that's what our prayer is for each and every one of you. Continue to tune in to our new TV show that was relaunched, Peter's Principles, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 o'clock Eastern Time on Astound TV Network. It's on Saturday and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time AM on DBTV on Roku worldwide. And you can find us on our podcast, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud. We'll have this on social media and YouTube as well. So we love each and every one of you. That's why we're doing this, to help you move your train forward. Until next week, we say goodbye. God bless.